her this morning?
You book. Me.
For today, already Joe, we don't expect significant weather.
That's regarding your email you sent this morning.
Some of the units are starting to get ready to redeploy.
What made this a success was a sound campaign plan, a good design from the start, and we made sure that we stayed the course throughout, even though there were some pressures from many factors, be it political, internal to Libya and others, but we were able to stay focused on our objectives and meet those objectives.
The weather again, the event is causing a problem and in the Siginal area, so I believe no other specific concerns.
It's incredibly worsening.
Let me make myself perfectly clear, Gaddafi was never a single target. Throughout operation, we remain focused on troops engaging civilians, both directly and indirectly, lines of communications, depot, ammunition depots, maintenance depots, and large concentration of troops preparing to attack civilians. For us, if it was to cause civilian casualties, we would rather wait and come back at another time. One of the best examples that we had was two air defense systems were located, but at the same location, there was a soccer game taking place. And we actually waited for 2 hours for the soccer games to go, for these young children to leave the area. And once we had ensured that the area was clear, we were able to successfully engage the targets.
Of 9 killings were performed during the last 24 hours.
We have clear knowledge that the regime actually moved corpse into areas that where we had struck. But every time that an allegation of civilian casualties was made, it was always of concern to me and always ensured that they were fully assessed. And at the end of the day, none of these claims proved to be true. After the mining of the port of Misrata, we saw some great courage from our maritime crews to go out and clear the fields to ensure that humanitarian assistance cargoes were allowed in to Libya. At the end of the day, my preference would have been to see Gaddafi brought to justice. To justice by Libya and to justice by the international court. But in all, this is passing as brought closure to the people of Libya, and we should focus, and they should focus, on their future, not their past.